Tonight, all of the readings are rife with God's favor. Isaiah says God is going to raise up a servant, someone who is blessed, and he will raise that person up for the sake of righteousness among the people, justice. We will live in a just society with the relationships one to another and to God all in the right order. God will promise this. God will do it. Peter enters Cornelius' house, a Gentile, and he tells Cornelius and all his household that they are acceptable to God. God shows no partiality. The Gentiles are adopted now into the chosenness that God bestows upon the Hebrew nation. And they are enabled to live acceptably in God's sight. Not that they do it by their own power, but to do it by the Spirit that's given to them, but we are redeemed and made acceptable. Matthew tells us how the Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus, and that favor of God the Father now rests in his person. He is the living favor of God, sent among us to do what he will do. This favor that God gives is not an event. It's a pervasive presence that literally makes its home in those who are baptized. It is a living reality, and that makes us acceptable to God and enables us to live acceptably in God's sight. It is, if you would, a redemption. I don't know how many of you read the book or saw the play Les Miserables. It's Victor Hugo's classic. In that novel, Jean Valjean is arrested for stealing a loaf of bread to feed his starving family, and he's sent to prison for 19 years. At the end of his sentence, he's let go, put on parole, and he's given this wonderful little yellow passport that identifies him as a convicted felon. And so begins a series of scornings and avoidances, and Valjean grows bitter and bitter and bitter. First of all, a hatred for the law becomes a hatred for humanity, becomes a hatred for all creation, and he's a terribly miserable person. And as he wends his way through France, he happens upon a bishop whose name was Bienvenu, the good vision, Bienvenu. And this bishop invites Valjean into his home to abide there with him. And one night, while the bishop is asleep, Valjean gathers all the silver he can carry, and he makes it for the front door. Unfortunately, the cops are on the stoop waiting for him. They arrest him. They wake up the bishop, they bring Valjean back into the bishop's house, and they throw the thief and the silver at the bishop's feet. And the bishop goes and he takes two silver candlesticks that are on the sidebar at the dining room, and he goes to Valjean and he said, "You left these. I wanted you to have them as well." And the cops are just baffled. "This can't be." And the bishop says, "Yeah, everything's fine. You guys can go." And the cops leave. And once the cops are gone, the bishop hoists up the thief from his knees, and he says this: "My brother, you belong no longer to evil, but to good. It is your soul that I am buying for you. I withdraw it from dark thoughts and from the spirit of perdition, and I give it to God. I am buying your soul, and I give it to God." Because of our baptisms, because of the Spirit's presence in us, we, like the good bishop, are those who reach beyond conventional norms to strive to live a truly just life. one that is in right order before the sight of God, and one in right order with relationships with one another. We are the ones who embark on a self-sacrificial journey of salvation, not counting the cost, imitating what Christ did for us, because we partake of his Spirit. Our faith is to be, as St. Paul said, the faith of Timothy was to be, strong, loving, and wise. Three wonderful, wonderful qualities. Not a strength that is brutal, a strength that is gentle, loving in all things, and always seeking the advice and the wisdom of God. I invite you to let God stir the waters of your baptism this year. Don't let them just remain calm. Ask the Lord to stick his fingers in there and really stir it up. Make it really come alive. Because if he does, I think you'll hear Jesus say to you what the bishop said to Valjean. My brother, my sister, you belong no longer to evil. You belong to good. It is your soul that I have bought for you, and I've given you to God. With that understanding, I hope we'll go forth from this place tonight to imitate Jesus in all things. He went about doing good, never rendering evil for evil, hurt for hurt, harm for harm, insult for insult. Only good. And what a much better world it would be if we make that happen.